Studio 54.
It's crazy that we back.
this ain't no spirit. This really happened. No. Right? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Dog, Mardi Gras, Super Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Mardi Gras, attack, WWE. What else, dog? What else?
It's time for prayer.
Yeah, it's time for prayer. It's time for prayer.
It's time for spring. It's time for some fucking flowers.
We all finished or y'all done?
What kind of flowers?
How y'all doing out there, audience?
Studio 54, episode 3 of season 2.
Trace.
Hosted by your boy Dre Elves, a.k.a. Dre Lover, a.k.a. Horchata Poppy and all that good shit.
Yeah, and your boy Caso, a.k.a. The Engineer, a.k.a. Joe Malone, a.k.a. Free Energy, along with
Muggy Will and this bitch, a.k.a. Red Pill, a.k.a. beat-making motherfucker, a.k.a. Temper Tantrum, back in this motherfucker.
Man, you know what it is, man. It's your boy Pro, a.k.a. Meta Pro, a.k.a. Go ahead.
A.k.a.
Go ahead, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what it is, man. It's Guy Legit W, a.k.a. the Semi-Youngin. A.K.A. Courtside Youngin, you know what I'm saying?
Throw that in there.
Well, what's good with y'all, boys, man? What's poppin', man?
Mardi Gras, that's
Mardi Gras.
Yeah, it's been a lot that's happened since you guys gotten together.
It's been real crazy,
you know what I'm saying? Mardi Gras just happened. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was yesterday as of whenever y'all watched it. Yeah, man, I had a great time. If you saw me Mardi Gras day, I probably didn't see you. So. How was y'all Mardi Gras, brothers?
All I know is I woke up and saw your Instagram story and it was like, I'm done. Some shit like that.
Bitch, I'm done.
Yeah.
Dog, wow. I was out with this guy and this guy for a couple of parades. You know, we had to get it in early and that was cool. And then I went out for one of those, you know, those unique Mardi Gras nights that turned into Mardi Gras mornings.
Yeah.
And that happened to put me out for the rest of Mardi Gras, and I was done. And I was like, yeah, y'all can have that shit.
That boy went super wild Saturday.
What you gonna do?
Did your shirt come off, though?
Nah, not
it
in front of people.
Wild,
no. Not in front of people.
Yeah. Shit, what about you, youngin'?
I went to work, man. I just went to work, dog.
I kicked it with Muggy at where we went to? Celine? We went to go shoot pool and shit. After. Muggy said he was the third wheel. I said, no, you wasn't, man. He was the cousin there.
He was on dates. Like, I'm just in this bitch. But you was like, we fought it.
Hey, but look,
sometimes the third wheel could be legendary, bro.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Let me tell you something, bro. I'm going to tell you the secret.
Look at the tricycle.
The secret of a person being a third wheel. Because, see, sometimes having that third wheel there might keep me from arguing with you. Like, right? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
true,
too.
You know what, cuz over there, I'm going to say this one for later. You know what I'm saying? You might say it's some public embarrassment.
That's true.
You really could be the legendary guy at the moment.
When there's a will.
And then you're the third will. You know what I'm saying? Look how I added up for you, brother.
Yeah.
So don't feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Look, we're going to make the third will sound good.
Good old time, man.
Exactly.
That nigga,
you ain't had to buy two of everything either, son. So see?
Yep. Save money that way, though.
That nigga Silent Crash out had creeped up on us at a parade.
Oh, yeah. Mild and meticulous. Me and Dre at the parade, chilling, drinking our little beers or whatever, watching the parade. Because, you know, we got to get it in before our cleanse in March, which we're going to talk about in a second.
But
we was getting it in, you know. And I had to go run to the bathroom. So I was going to run to the bathroom, come back. I walked back. We had Circle minus the Lee, you know what I'm saying? So
Circle,
we walked back, And I walk back, everybody's left, and I see the dude that looked like Muggy. I just like, but he like 10 feet back from the crowd,
right,
on his phone, just looking. I'm like, man, let me walk up behind this nigga and see if it's Muggy and scam. So I walk up behind and tried to scam. He wasn't scared. I said, what's up, bro?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said, what the fuck are you doing, bro? What are you like? We up here? He's like, I was just, you know.
Yeah. I was just, yeah, I was in my spy mode, man. I was behind
it's in his
tree.
DNA.
Yeah. Yeah, spied right. On a spy, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn that shit like, right around.
Damn.
No, but that fucking that parade dude with Femme Fatale, that shit was pretty fun though. You know what I'm saying? We was pretty intoxicated or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I just remember the chick on the float, the one that had the mic, like that bitch, she handed it to somebody else, and she grabbed the mic, she was like, wah, 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 wah. And started hitting that shit. No, like that was like the essence of the entire party, yeah. Bro. Like,
how many trip out y'all saw?
Oh man, there was a bunch of
trip. Everybody was
nigga,
just tripping
I was tripping out yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. All the way.
That's all I want to do is trip out.
I don't know it. It was cool, man. They had a lot of wind going on for Mardi Gras, which y'all thought. I'm happy Metairie shut it down.
Yeah.
But New Orleans kept open.
Yeah. I think they made the right call, man.
Yeah,
everybody still got to, you know, go Zulu, yeah. Rex, you know.
They say when
it's time to go.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap it up. Everybody get home safe. I tell Dre, every time we go, the most important thing is everybody get home safe, even if the night sucked, you know. Facts. You get a chance to do it again. So I think they made the right call, which y'all.
Yeah, man. It had a lot of energy in this Mardi Gras season, yo. It was like extra. Energy, dog. I don't
Super
know.
Bowl.
Was it me or? Yeah, Super Bowl energy.
It wasn't just Super Bowl.
Yeah, like, man, it was coming down off that high.
After that shit, you know what I'm saying?
We was coming down like off that Super Bowl high or that city excitement, and it just like kept going, you dig?
Yep. And now it's time to relax. Which brings us into March and, well, Lent. A lot of people like give up things for Lent. I think as a collective, most of us decided to give up something. Generally, that's alcohol. So I think for the remainder of March until my birthday, probably March 29th, I won't drink. Because we did enough drinking. We did enough drinking already. Yep. You know, you gotta
been going too hard at it, man.
Man. You gotta cleanse get a out. Juice cleanse. You know, get you a little beet juice with a little, you know,
or drink water. You know,
without the tequila and the beet.
Yeah, without the tequila. Right,
just regular beet juice.
Shh. You know, say hold off on the tequila.
Yeah. It's good to give that shit up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, because it's not just a Catholicism thing. It's not just Lent. It's Ramadan
now. It's Ramadan, exactly.
And so it's like,
that's
really,
when I started. Yeah.
It's really a spiritual journey for everybody, a spiritual time for everybody. So, you know, everybody, you know, sometimes it's good to reflect, you know what I'm saying?
Take care of that temple that you only get one.
Yeah, you only get one
sense. Universally, it makes sense. You're coming off the winter when everything dies, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then when you're coming off, it's like that
spring
time coming up, that new life.
Spring
right?
Cleaning.
Yeah, man, cleanse that off, man. Like, listen to God talk to you a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good times, man. Mm-hmm. I gave up alcohol. I gave up proteins. No beef, no chicken, no turkey, shit like that. You know what I mean? I gave up weed for like 5 days. I can't wait to smoke right now.
Oh wow!
But it's like it's probably like once every 5 days or something. I don't smoke.
But yeah,
medicinally sometimes. You know what I mean? But
well, they gotta fast.
Yeah, you gotta fast.
That's the Ramadan part. At least you got some restrictions or some rules in there to cut back. You know
exactly.
Yeah, I just gotta gain control back. I keep looking back at it. When I came back to New Orleans from where I was at and the restrictions I had, I think I went too wild with it.
Mm-hmm.
Noticing I'm just keep adding more chemicals.
Up? Yeah.
Semi-locked up by my own choice. came back and I'm just like, man, I'm looking at shit. I'm like, I just keep adding chemicals. And I'm like, fuck that, man. I do better with self-control, self-care. So getting back in the gym, went to the gym yesterday. You know, just cutting some shit off and tapering off some shit and, you know, getting my brain back together, man. And, you know.
And them eyes. We can see your eyes.
Man. I ain't got the glasses, bro.
I was about to say, put up a word counter, too. Like, this is the most words he's spoken on the pod in a minute. God damn.
The last pod, I was looking at the last pod. I'm like, man, my energy's off. I ain't said a fucking word. It's like.
This Muggy, y'all, by the way.
Yeah. This is the first episode. This is the first episode.
That nigga's 10 hours later.
Yeah.
That chicken wasn't on read.
Boy, it's slow, slow, man.
Shit, chat.
Yeah, I'm so tired of my. I usually go to Florida for Mardi Gras. That's the first time, you know, being back in society and wilding out. And I mean, they had the women out there. Lord,
yes,
it was a good excuse to not wear anything and just all shades of women and, you know,
do what
and
you
also
wanna,
seeing
though.
Family. I ain't seen in a minute, but yeah, all right, I'm gonna wrap it up.
No, my bad.
Oh, no, nah, no, nah, keep going.
I was queuing it up. You got to cue it up. You know what I'm saying?
Treated it like the Oscars.
You got to cue it up.
Niggas started playing the music.
But what was going on with all these plane crashes?
I don't know,
though?
But why that boy so blinky mouth as a captain?
That's another thing I was saying. How y'all feel about y'all captain?
He definitely fly for Spirit. You can't tell me that boy don't fly for Spirit.
Oh, that's stereotyping.
Soul plane.
Just touched down at the airport. Dealing with this career, you got to be cautious. Most of all, you gotta stay prayed up.
I mean, no, you're getting on that flight. Look, you're getting on that flight.
As long as he know how to fly that bitch, I don't right. care what you look like.
Yeah,
understood.
Because you got.
But you trust, a white man that's probably just did a line off a white bitch ass?
No.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Well, I'll keep him up, but we're not.
I appreciate he telling me you got to stay safe.
He went to flight school just like the rest of them. And to speak on the fucking point,
man,
for a black pilot to be where he is, he had to do fucking double the work of a white man.
That's lit.
He probably going to give us a fire prayer before we take off. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get the whole hand. You know what I'm saying?
That boy definitely got a nice playlist.
I ain't mad at it.
A black pilot, a.k.a. Captain Y, and love to see.
Not Captain Y.
I ain't even see that, yo.
Hey, but look, shout out to Captain YM, dog, because I ain't see them. They ain't say you crashed that motherfucker.
Yeah,
so
obviously
he
still,
job.
Yeah, he crashed that.
And the ball is like, you got to be careful, man. I will fly with him.
Yeah, I fuck with him, dog.
All right, that's all good.
Man, shout out to Captain YM. Yeah, bro. Have you end up seeing this?
Boot Captain up.
In a good way. Why is it a stigma for shit like that? Would you trust him as your lawyer?
This is America,
it is
though.
A stigma.
Everything,
it's
you know what I'm everything is marketing, though.
But
everything
mad planes marketing. Have been falling out the sky, dog, on some wild shit.
It's what's going on with that?
Conspiracy.
Now they're blaming it all on BIE hires and all this bullshit.
B.I. So,
yeah.
But I mean, them bitches, them planes old as fuck, though. Like, goddamn. Like, change them up.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't
I'm
know.
Blame it on China like everybody else keep doing this in a
we'll
Orange
never get
Man
to the
party.
Root of the issue like
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
In other news, though, Spirit has no fatalities on record.
So right.
Speaking of Spirit, a nigga from New Orleans about to buy it.
For real?
I seen it.
29,
I
see too.
There you go. They be hating on those $99 trips, you know, but they get you there and back, most important part, you know. So.
Yeah, you know, it's like riding on a fucking public bench, but, you know.
The mega bus of the air.
Right.
Right. It just feels weird, like, what you flying, Spirit? It just feels like I'm already dying. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You got to stay prayed up, you know.
One, I'm claustrophobic, so I can't be, you know what I'm saying? Because I was on a Southwest flight. And shorty next to me started getting like extra musty. It started getting hot. So like for me, it's like little simple. Like if I can't wiggle my toes, and at the time I had socks on, bro. I started.
She started getting musty.
But she started
she
getting.
Bacon?
Bro, what?
That's that nerve. She get nervous.
Bro, what?
I was on a flight. I was sitting, you know, on the window. So out. I already took like 3 blunts to the face, so I was like ready to go to sleep. It was from LA, so it was like a 5-hour flight.
Yeah.
So I went to sleep already knocked out. Then I woke up. This white girl was like leaning on me. She was like, "Oh, you were so warm. So I just went to sleep
already."
Oh,
like, come on, dog.
What she look like?
Get away from me, dog.
What she look like,
though? Cheeky bastard.
She was 90210 or 90210?
90210.
She was like that with a friend.
Oh,
there you
nice.
Go.
He's there with a friend.
But
friend.
Still, I mean.
Hey, get up off me, man.
I've done it before. Like, I've sat in between these two old white
but
women.
But you play it off like it was an accident,
no,
though.
I play it off.
Oh, you just
were like, it's cool.
When I was 19, I was flying on a plane. This random chick started grabbing my hand on takeoff, you dig? I
ain't not really, gonna lie, dog. Man, nerves way too bad to be sleeping on planes for real, though. I need to see this bitch take off, land.
Boy.
I'm gonna watch a movie. Yeah.
You ain't never catch a flight off of work.
Bliss with me.
Fresh off
I'm gonna be. I swear I'm gonna be up.
No what, Delta flights.
What happened with the Omega side deal?
Oh
with the
man,
kid
rest
on
in
campus.
Peace to that young man, man. For real.
I didn't hear nothing about that.
Caleb, young man. Caleb Wilson, I believe his last name is.
Enlighten us.
looked like he was pledging for Omega Psi Phi at Southern University. And then, boom, next thing you know, this man dies. And according to allegedly what they said was that they was in a park. This was the excuse. He was in a park. He just dropped. And, you know, he died or some shit. They brought him to the hospital. They dropped him off at the hospital. He died. Right? So now the investigators are like, okay, so I guess y'all don't think we about to, like, really investigate. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, so like, he didn't just drop and die.
Right.
So he actually died in a warehouse in Baton Rouge.
Oh, wow.
That's owned by Omega Psi Phi. Mm-hmm. But he's also a council member, I do believe, in Baton Rouge.
Oh, so they moved the body?
Okay.
There's allegedly.
Allegedly. Not...
Hmm.
No,
because
no,
they
said it happened in a park, but it really, right? They said it happened in a park. So what it is that you're not supposed to do no
Hey, that's why they do it off campus,
exactly,
right?
On paper,
in somebody's facility, not on campus.
Watch when y'all watch the movie Burning Sands. You know what I mean? So I always just felt like, you know, I never went to college, but I was at a college for the longest, X Dre.
Yeah, he was.
You know what I mean? I for sure went to McNeese and UL. You know what I mean?
Honorary X-Muggy. Degree.
I think people are just finding out you didn't go.
Dog, so many people, like, I was literally X Muggy. I lived with Muggy. You know what I mean? I'm an honorary UL. You know what I mean?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
But
semi-raging kid.
Yeah, semi-raging.
Come back to home, because it'd be
all
right.
I didn't see it, though. I really didn't. I never said, like, you know, beat the piss out of me so I could prove that I'm your brother. You know what I mean? I just don't
that was
get it.
Never,
you know what I mean?
I already had enough friends. Yeah. I mean, it's more professional oriented, I think, to pledge, but I was never the type of guy to be like, oh, let somebody play with me like that. You know what I'm saying? Drink this toilet water, boy. I smack the piss out of you, boy.
Right, I can't.
You tripping?
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
But it's, you know, I mean, that's a different mind frame. I'm just going, you know, devil advocate. You know
yeah,
saying?
For the connections and stuff.
Because I'm not a... in no fright or nothing like that, so
right.
I don't want to speak on behalf of them niggas.
Right.
Like, I guess it's just like a joining the brotherhood. Even if you play football on a football team, they be hazing shit and doing shit to the rookies and shit.
Yeah.
Now, that hazing is definitely extreme. I don't know what happened, what transpired with the autopsy.
He got punched in his chest and
had
cardiac arrest or
that's too much.
Seizure.
That's way too much.
Yeah.
Putting your hands and fucking beating on people is too much.
Right.
Like that shit. If you want to fucking do crabs, duck walk, push, make a nigga do push up
kneel
and shit.
On
like
ice.
Hands bleed.
Yeah.
That's cool though. But you know what I'm saying? If that brings the brotherhood together still, if you join it, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
You don't have to do all that extreme behavior though.
Yeah.
I used to live next door to, I told you, I used to live next door to where they were doing some hazing for a particular frat. I don't want to say who it was.
Right.
But they were doing the hazing, and we could hear that shit through the walls every night.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? During the week that they were doing it.
But you
were
here, like,
niggas screaming.
Niggas
like,
beating the piss out of niggas. Like, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? But that's what it was. But, you know, like Pro was saying, it was in the Omega's council members
facility.
So that's the type of shit that they do, you know.
Yeah, man.
And probably had alcohol involved.
All that shit.
Yeah.
And I get brotherhood, don't get me wrong, like very respectable brotherhoods. St. Augustine is an amazing brotherhood, and you don't have to go through that to say I'm a part of a you know, a black brotherhood.
Well, they had, you know, they had the paddle.
Hold on. I'm about to say
it's
not that deep though.
It
you
is.
Get paddled.
For me, I ain't gonna lie.
Because
I look at the new, I look at the newer ones who's not getting paddled differently.
They should get.
They're not getting disciplined the way that we got this. Like, you know what I'm saying? They didn't go through this. Like, these motherfuckers got their phones out and shit.
I
could vividly remember like a phone check being the scariest shit to happen.
Oh my,
You
know
yo.
What I'm saying? Like you know, you damn near thought you had drugs on you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like so, like the. To me, just a little bit. I'm not there, but I just feel like the principles of what. The school that the hallways I walked, the hallways that Dre walked,
I
feel like those principles maybe a little bit different, just because like the parents have gotten softer.
Yeah,
parents don't they're not in the like my mom was all for it. Like oh yeah they gonna whoop your ass, I need that.
Yeah,
like our parents were all for it. Your parents knew that they was going, you know what
I'm
saying?
But that's the difference. Your parents knew what they were signing up for.
But
you know what I mean?
But you knew walking
up for going to college.
Literally
in class. So you walked up in class, you pop in front of the whole class. This is all dark and hidden places.
I'll tell you really how discipline was. It wasn't just like you walk up, get paddled. Depending on certain shit, you get paddled as many times as nigga till nigga get tired.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga might punch you in your fucking chest, hit you in your fucking head. Like it was like some real like wild militant type shit.
Yeah, that's why, you know, my part got kicked out.
It was a little bit more. It was a little bit more like, but Nick, you know what I'm saying? It was a little bit more strict.
Yeah,
but,
right. A whole
but,
lot more.
You know,
strict.
If nigga make it through, like, we got this network that we are part of. I'm so glad I didn't leave and go to.
I mean, especially, like, I like the fact that, shit, our diploma literally says a St. Augustine diploma. I don't have a, what's your diploma say?
It says
Louisiana State. Yeah, I don't have that. I got a St. Augustine diploma. So, like, to me, just like he says, like, you made it on through there. You know what I'm saying? You walk these hallways. These are some tough hallways.
And that's respectful. Yeah. You know what I mean? Look, rest in peace to my father-in-law. He loves St. Augustine. You know what I mean? And because
he walked
amazing.
Them same hallways
that
we walked.
It's a prideful thing, and it's a staple in our city. And but that's cool. That, but
that's
but
what
the,
I'm talking about. The
and I know a lot of people that's in fraternities. I got a lot of family members that's in fraternities, Qs, and
Caps. Yeah, I know Qs. You know
what I mean? A lot of them. I love a lot of them. I got respect for a lot of them. A lot of them. Very successful men. So I understand their brotherhood, but I'm just saying, rest in peace to that young man. He put his life on the line for a brotherhood, and he died behind that. So someone has to bury their child behind them getting punched in the chest to prove that you're worthy of this brotherhood. And I just don't understand that. So my apologies.
Because even when I was going to Lafayette, like, they had fraternities that was kicked off campus. Like,
for doing for sure. Shit. Yeah, they did sure.
So you're right, like, the hazing, it has to, like, stop.
I ain't gonna lie, they lost me when they said you gotta shave your head and eyebrows. I was like,
That's enough for me, right?
I wasn't even trying to grow my hair, Kyle. Fuck that.
I went through it, you know what I mean? I was a crab in a band and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You go through it. Like, the homecoming, we cross over on homecoming night in the band, and all the crabs, you go to the back of the bus. And the only way to get out the front of the bus, everybody, you go in the middle of the line, and they're literally punching you on your way out. And I got in a fight in the middle of the bus. The dude, he's like, you can't punch back. The dude punched me in my neck, and I was like, y'all supposed to do chest shots. So me and your boy went to a mix in that little ass
not in the face.
Yeah.
And that's how
guess what?
Happened,
that was
though.
My last game. Yeah. I got in two fights when I was in a band at Reed. Yeah.
That's how hazing goes too far. It's always that one nigga.
Yeah, yeah. You pushing it too far, and now you tripping.
So you can't. That's why y'all about to put into all that shit. Y'all doing too much putting into all that shit.
Facts. What happened with Larry Morrow?
Man, he got pressed, man.
You wanna watch the video?
Let's watch the video.
That cat, my guy, too, man.
Reviews our hood chat. We live on Twitch right now. What's up with you, bro?
Turn it off.
This is my Twitch stream right here, bro.
Hold on.
Don't touch me, brother. No, don't touch, because you just disrespecting me, bitch. And if I flash out right now, I'm going to be in the wrong.
Flash out. Hey, I love the invitation,
though. I already did it to you, bitch. I'm going to call him right now. Matter of fact, look, I'm going
to
call him right now.
I'm about to call my cousin.
I'm going to call Reza.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Is we talking right
here? Son, if you really want to get it up there, bitch, he tripping right now.
Yeah, no.
Really gonna say this under my voice?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I feel played, bitch. You owe me an apology. Yeah, you owe me an apology, boy. Yeah, you got me fucked up, brother. No, ain't no recording, son. We ain't caused no havoc.
No problem.
Man, stop talking to him right quick. Bro, I really, real, real, real. I really feel play. Yeah, bro, you been playing with a nigga like I'm a bitch or something, bro.
Like, nigga, a pussy or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ego like a motherfucker.
Hold on, hold this. SG, hold this. Oh, my gosh, SG.
Hold my glasses.
You serious?
Hold my glasses.
Did you say that's your homie?
No, I said I fuck with bro, man. I fuck with kid, man. He cool people, man.
All right.
He got caught up in a a nasty situation.
Got caught up in ego. That's what it is. He got caught up in ego.
Mixture of, like, this is a good way to present what I want to call collateral damage. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I'm gonna call it collateral damage, let's say, for the sake of argument, let's say you went somewhere and you caused a problem at Northern Lights. And I tell you, hey, bro, come to Northern Lights with me. Or let's say they own something else.
Oh, so and he was with homie talking shit about Larry.
Yeah, so homie had a problem with one of Larry's establishments.
Just doing Super Bowl.
And now we're going to chill with that homie at another one of Larry's establishments with the camera. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just whether you were there for something positive or not, the vision of it doesn't seem positive. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why I say I feel like it was a piece of collateral damage. And the energy's already off.
You're talking, and that man pulled up to see, like, what was up with that.
Right.
You couldn't see it in this camera, but what actually happened was Larry, like, swung, like, you know, really, like, sized him up or whatever. Boom, 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 this, that, and the third. But
and said, fuck
this New
life.
Orleans, dog. Like, and it's small. And
very,
it is
very,
that,
small. Very small.
Let me tell you, bro. You don't get to where you at, like, to where Larry at, by being a pushover, my G. You know what I mean? You can't let people just say whatever about your brand. And, you know, and he went to apologizing and everything. Oh, I'm sorry, dog. So when they saw apologies, they saw weakness, which is wild, because that wasn't a weakness. That took a strength for a man to be like, oh, my bad, I got that wrong, I apologize. Right. But then they kept pressing him. And then now you're pressing his manhood, so it turned around like that. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Larry didn't want himself in that situation, because, you know, he got a brand to represent. But
because there's a business owner in New Orleans, like, you know, dealing with that type of element, you know who you cater to.
Yeah.
So, and I don't want to say put it on no race thing, but like,
yeah.
Like you said, niggas in New Orleans, they know you. So
yeah.
A lot of people feel like they know this nigga Larry. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so he's probably on guard a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that element in there too. So it's, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, somebody else that caused a ruckus at his other establishment with someone else is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's
just made for bad timing.
I mean, to be honest though, that's common knowledge anyway. If there was somebody that made your wife upset somewhere, right? Your significant other, and you've seen them somewhere else, you're going to address
that.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, you're going to address that.
Even if they was on a different type of vibe, it's like, well, hey, look. I ain't get the chance to run this. Now you're here, now we going to run this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then you got the live on. I feel like you're trying to set
that clout chase and shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
it's,
you know.
It's extra.
You on live. Like, what you
so
like?
You got
a
crowd.
Yeah, you know, it's like you looking for something. You know what I mean? And you went viral. You wanted to go viral, you went viral. You know what I mean? Because I don't know Larry personally, but I ran into him a few times. Very humble dude. You know what I mean? Told him his actions are very inspiring. I mean, because it is. A dude handle his business. So, you know, you're going to have people that represent your city and do a lot of things. And you're going to have some hate. You're going to have some critics. And that just come with all of it. You know what I mean? So, shout out to everybody that was involved in the situation, man. Hope everything's still peaceful and, you know, everybody's still moving with their brands. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Joe, you went out Saturday, right?
Yeah, why?
Did you see Shaq?
No,
I was the king, right?
Yeah,
he's
king Bacchus, though.
No. So what I do now when I go to the parades, I catch like 3 floats, and then I go hang out like somewhere close. You know what I'm saying? And then come back maybe if I want to.
Now, to be fair, if you catch like 3 floats, usually the king somewhere in the front, right? Would have been part of
the last float.
Oh, he the last float of this one?
I think Shaq.
I mean, if it's Shaq, you might as well put him at the. But I thought usually like the kings, queens, prince, dukes, all that shit.
They like in the midst of it.
Yeah, they like lead it off and shit.
But it was Shaq. You know, he was throwing past the Jameis Winston and shit. Like,
yeah, I seen
good humble moments.
That's dope. That's real dope.
Who was the king of Zulu this year? It was another.
He's actually from St. Augustine, 2003. Class 2003, man. Shout out to that dude and his wife.
Yeah.
What's his name? What's his name?
I can look it up. I was about to say something else.
Oh, man. Well, that's y'all brother.
He is. He cool.
But, and he represented well. He wore purple. I think he stopped in front of Gallia Hall, St. Aug.
With the band.
Represented
and all
with the band. They did y'all rise up.
The alma mater.
Yeah, what is Sun's Rising?
Now we're not about to tell you that.
We had to go to school to learn that.
Yeah, I don't know about it. I didn't heard it a lot, but
it's like the frat shit.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah. I got a family full of them. I'm literally the only grandchild out of my grandmother's grandchildren that didn't go to St. Augustine. I went to Sarah Tyree, you heard me, Eastside.
Bust
ass. Didn't learn shit.
Damn, dog. Well, so since we're talking about high schools and things like that.
Warren Easton, shout out to Bucky High School. Warren Easton was doing it.
No. Niggas at Reed was dying there, fucking back pocket red and shit.
That was wild. That must have been. That was definitely 2002 or
early.
I mean, 2000 some wild time. I don't know.
kind of shit y'all was on?
I don't know. That was around y'all era. That's y'all school era.
First of all, that ain't around my era.
2005, y'all had keys on the back of y'all. I was
not.
You was a key swinger.
I wasn't in high school. You was a key swinger. I don't know what you're talking about.
One key out their back pocket. Swing.
Crazy, you know more about it than I do. I don't know, bro. Let me find out, bro. You're legendary, man. That's how they know you.
I was in Lafayette when y'all was swinging keys. He knew what I was doing. I was kind of. Never mind.
See what I'm saying? Swinging keys.
I mean, you know, it was the Lafayette version too at much. That point. You know.
Shout out to VZ.
Damn, James.
About Wemby getting his ACL fucked up.
Wemby
out. Wemby Yada. Victor for the Spurs. That boy out for the whole year.
Yeah, he had blood clots.
Blood clots.
I was like, damn, how he tore his ACL not playing? What the chilling. Fuck?
No, he had a blood clot in his shoulder.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
He on blood thinners and shit. No, that's why.
Matter of fact, see, I would have been watching Wemby courtside, but that's what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Me and Kaso went to a Spurs game. He spurned us.
Yeah, it was the first game ever in New Orleans, and he didn't play. But that was the first show.
Yeah,
so
the largest Nike tech I've ever seen.
Yeah, that
had to be custom. Huh?
How was the courtside, though?
Where we sit at, we sit behind the coaches. So mm-hmm. I love driving the fucking, like, they had this one coach, dog. Damn, he gave me, like, the death stare. I said, I'm getting on his nerves. Because, like, every time Zion would get the ball on the other side, I'm like, he ain't got no bag. He ain't got no bag. Bag up. So the coach looking at me all crazy. The other coaches just, they laughing. They didn't see me there once or twice, so they know I'm just going to be there to juice.
Yeah.
And then he come down, he get a dunk on somebody. The other coach, who's juicing back with me, go, show him your bag. I said, that's a coin purse. He can fit $0.50 in that bitch. That's all. So, like, I mean, I had a good time. I always like fucking with the coaches.
Wow, dog.
It's always funny seeing just the character of the players, because they right there. I'm not going to lie, bro. Ain't no allegedly here. Jose Alvarado cries like a motherfucker.
What, to
that
the refs?
Nigga, if every time, to the I'm refs? Talking about every time he in the game, he come up to the sideline like, what else you want me to do? Like, fucking ball, nigga, that's what we want you to
wow.
do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, to see everybody's personality, they had a moment where I think Zion got a foul, come to the sideline. I'm getting the tech. The next time I go, I'm going to fucking run through their chest. I'm like, he ain't going to do that shit. He ain't going to do that. He didn't do it either.
He didn't. Yeah.
But to be fair, I mean, they were down by like 25. It was 90. They rallied back. They won the game. I want to say they won the game by like 20, bro.
Hey, damn. That's fucking, a 40-point swing right there.
Yeah, they swung the shit out of it. It was a real good game. Fourth quarter Fox, don't know what happened to him. I mean, every shot he took, he bricked that bit. But it was a fun game, bro. It's always fun to watch him win. Bro. I like fucking with the coaches. I don't like Zion, so I'm gonna talk about him all the time. Bro, man, just fucking man. I don't like him though.
The way that Zion is maturing in the league is so fucking cringe though. That fucking that little mustache beard combo
that,
he got
dog?
Right now.
Mustache. I ain't gonna lie, the little belly tattoo was kind of like, I don't know, bro. Oh,
nigga said he's somebody got a C-section.
Where's his like mom or something to be like, stop doing this, man. Like, the belly tattoo, man. Bro. But look, man, they
had balled out for what happened?
He got a belly tattoo, but he got like bro. a around his navel. He got some anime shit.
Oh, Lord.
picture.
Yeah, it's from Naruto. It's a
some anime.
I know
shit.
A homie that got a son around his name. I'm like, boy, what you did?
Yeah,
that's
some
fuck?
Fucking Cisco ass shit he got, man. I don't know what that was, bro. But
pause. The nigga said, "How deep is that nigga name?" That's nigga weird,
man.
Shit, bro. They won the game. It was cool. I like the free food, the free drinks and shit. I like that shit. That shit fun. It's hard to go to any type of basketball game after you done been courtside. I mean, down there, you see, like, spit over there and shit. You see Morris Barton shit.
Right.
They got this one dude. I don't know what he do, what he did, what he's done. But that nigga balling. I know he balling, dog. That nigga had on a sling. It was like a Louis Vuitton sling. I'm like, oh, what that is? Man, it was a phone holder. That built like a $1,300 phone holder. Out pocket watching it. I ain't gonna lie. Well, and he got some old bread, bro. He got some old. I done some shit, clean it up, money. Bro.
Somebody said like if you go to an NBA game, like the front row, you know that be the rich people.
Yeah.
But like the second row is like D boys.
Hey, no, look, dog. They got some people. You look at them, it's like, bro, I know damn you ain't no businessman, bro. Like how you here? You know what I'm saying? You got the chick with half her ass out here. Neither one of y'all really supposed to be here. Right. But I'm fucking with it, though. I'm fucking with
they
it.
They like
man.
To have fun, too. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I ain't mad at them, bro. Do your thing. It's a fun experience, bro. So for the people who pay for it, because I sure get that shit free.
That's one of the wildest fun facts I ever seen in my life on the screen.
Do y'all right? know where the term my bag came from?
I guess we about to learn.
My bad. I don't know.
Manu?
A lot of the players, you know, in the NBA.
It's Manu. Bowl, my bad.
Manu Bowl?
Manu.
I know y'all didn't say Manu.
No,
Manu.
So now all the Warriors, they say, my bad.
I'll run that back one more time.
Right.
Kind of talk.
Yeah, he kind of slid that bit through there. What's going on, bro?
So listen what the announcer said.
Dude, he's got a lot of the players, you know, in the NBA or in basketball in the United States, if you make a mistake, you say it's my fault. Well, he came over and he said, he calls it my bad. So now all the Warriors, they say, my bad.
So Manute is from, what, somewhere in Africa, right? So English was his second language. And the nigga didn't know, you know. I guess he created my bad, dog.
I mean, he pieced it up. Thing. I mean, he used his context clues.
Right,
fault,
yeah.
Bad, same stuff. I ain't mad at
that
him.
That was bad, my bad. You yeah, did?
This is
look,
better.
Look at the second.
Who say my fault anymore?
Look at the second comment. That boy said, does this make him the most influential? I'm joking. Everybody, I still say that to this day,
yeah,
still,
I say that shit at work.
Yeah.
My bad.
Nigga created that and Bobo.
There's only one situation my bad doesn't work. Can you guess it?
When you did something?
No.
When you leave it in too long.
It might be a situation too, but any situation with your, any situation with your wife, my bad just does not work. You know what I'm saying? You ever use my bad with your significant other? That
Super
shit does
Bill
not work.
Superbill is sharp.
Superbill. That's probably not a good situation to say my bad. You know? That's probably the worst situation to say my bad. Oops is probably up there too. It's Family Feud right now. Don't do that.
Well.
Don't listen to Bill.
During this recent, you know, snowstorm in the South, a lot of people
I ain't gonna
went
lie,
crazy,
that boy
right?
lining fucked.
That boy got a
oh
lining?
Oh, my God.
Nah.
That's not a lining.
That bit like the Wu-Tang logo upside down. But
I'm so sorry.
He just need some enhancements.
Lord, have mercy.
Too cold to sex.
Hey, he got LeBron beat, though. Like, fuck.
That
so cut
like
that
got
shit.
The golden arch up there.
We wasn't even trying to rip you, homie.
My bad.
He on his booty looking like son of ass with this fucking
what you were saying.
He's committed for so long.
Man, that console worked. What you were saying, man?
He committed for so long.
No, I was saying everybody went crazy with all the snow and shit down here, even like the police department. So peep this out, though.
Like it did.
Nor did Hammond Brown think this video.
Yeah, look at HPD, man. Look, they out here doing donuts, man.
He filmed the cops doing donuts, though.
Between him and the Houston Police Officers Union.
Just leave me alone. I don't want no problems.
When Brown first spoke to ABC 13, he said officers were having reckless fun and doing exactly what they told citizens not to do.
We like to have a good time just like
this.
Look at how I hear that shit, man.
He poked fun at Brown for his crack windshield on Facebook and called him.
Y'all niggas petty.
He took it a little serious.
Called him a snitch.
Things may have went off the rails a little bit.
The attacks got more personal and included reposted videos of Brown ghost riding his own vehicle.
They didn't fuck in the archives.
You gonna incriminate yourself?
It's really messing with me because y'all posting all my business on social media. Like y'all doing a lot to me and y'all really getting me scared, like, cause I
hey, look.
Yo, how the police call you?
Man, no.
He said we was trying to have some fun, and he took it overboard.
That, man, leave that man alone.
Don't
man.
Have fun in no government vehicle, though.
Yeah,
man.
Pay
for that. Pay for your fun.
He's well within
Seriously,
his right
though.
To film, y'all.
Yeah,
he might have paid like $80,000 for that.
I ain't gonna lie, though. To go in that man Facebook, go in the archives, and find some shit he doing.
Ghost riding a whip.
Nasty work, bro. Like, damn. Not
is it fair
lie.
Game? Is it fair game?
No,
he
man.
He posted
God.
It, though.
So
it is fair
it.
Game.
He posted
so
it,
So the
though.
Fact that you went digging on my page as the police, bro.
It's petty.
That's the part. Like, you the
he
police.
Beefing with the police.
You shouldn't
wild,
be petty, bro. Like, you the police. You here to protect like, and serve,
as,
not be
as the police,
not be fucking petty.
How the police your op, God?
Like an online op too,
like,
not
who
even
you
a real life.
Come here, Top Wrong from uptown. Who you beefing with?
Like, imagine every time if a police ever pull him over, he just scared this motherfucker on the planet.
You
right
know
now.
It. You know it.
So that's like, now this man don't even feel safe.
Yeah.
In his own community.
Shit, like niggas that be posting videos like, and shit of the police doing wild shit. They're going to trace it back to you and do some wild shit.
Oh,
to
yeah.
They're
going to tell you.
They be
fucking
with niggas. They be fucking with niggas.
Learn how to post anonymously.
Not going to lie. Because like, right. Y'all probably don't. But any of y'all ever seen St. Tammany's Facebook page?
You know, they be wild.
Oh, my God.
Dog.
They the biggest. Be funny, yeah. They the dog. Biggest Josephs of all time.
Like, no comment.
Dirty,
bro, they had a lady stealing Stanley Cups. She was like, I noticed a big hit, but this not a way to get Stanley Cups, bro. They be josing people. Dog. Bad as a motherfucker. Don't let me find
wild.
Out you was on that bit now. Come on,
now,
chill out.
No comment, though.
I was about to say, that's a sore spot. Move on. Next video, cue it up.
Hey, but I they took social media and said, fuck it.
So and Cam'ron apologized to Ocho. That was wild.
Oh, wait, with this bitch.
We got a dude with the American flag durag on.
3-2 fight. Let's see what this is about.
Oh, it's
a man. Street okay, first. But what if it's a first date for two men? Then who pays?
The waiter.
How about two women? Who pays then?
Ellen DeGeneres. Hey, who you think should pay for a first date if it's a man and a woman?
I think the man, especially if the woman is 20 years older or more. Then dinner is just the babysitting fee.
How old is the oldest woman that you ever been on a date with?
I'm gonna have to deflect that one. How about you? How old was the oldest woman you've ever been on a date with?
700.
What's your biggest friend?
This motherfucker crazy.
Chinese. Chinese flag is big and red.
No, what's like something that would alarm you in a relationship?
An alarm clock, a restraining order.
Damn.
You know, I recently met a woman who does chariot racing for a living.
Chariot racing? What, she work for Julius Tweezer or something?
I think you mean Julius Caesar.
Yeah, that's what I meant, Julius Caesar. You know I grew up with his baby brother, Little Caesar, right?
Pizza, pizza. Have you ever been to Rome?
Nah, but I have been to the courthouse down the block from the bodybuilder, you heard?
The bodybuilder.
You heard?
That's the place
I love when niggas say you heard, son.
What are you doing at the courthouse?
Basketball.
What's your favorite basketball team?
That's easy. The New York Knicks. Shout out to Jelena Brunson, you heard?
No, man.
Dog, what the fuck was that? Dog?
I don't like you.
That was like the most New York, like
yeah.
I lost like 6 brain cells.
I'm going to New York to act like a New Yorker real quick, and you better put me on camera. That's what that looked like. Because real New York dudes don't do all that.
I don't think that was.
He was just
being extra as fuck.
No, I don't think he was even being extra. I think that's just his personality.
Then that boy
just extra. Man, you know?
So this the 3-2 fight.
This is wild, though. Look at the go back though. Oh yeah.
Yo.
Look at the caption of this. You got to give the caption.
Caption this: 3 Instagram and OnlyFans models faced off against 2 men in an MMA event hosted in Romania. When we go to Romania, guys,
I was deep in the matrix when I found this.
How did you
find this? Crazy.
Sexist shit. Shorty in the middle. I hope she don't get hit.
Oh, she about.
She about to get hit.
What?
No, they did 2 men. They could have did 1 man, dog.
What the fuck?
What are they doing?
It definitely should have been 1 man.
Dog, what are they doing? This is so stupid, dog.
I was like, how is this still on Instagram?
My God. No, dog. This ain't right, dog.
Nigga really kicked the shit out of him. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Hold up. Not the back of the head.
Hey, look. Nah, I wouldn't mind seeing this if it's those same 2 dudes and like 3 MMA females.
Yeah. That would be cool. Yeah.
Or three boxes. Shit. Yeah. Oh,
Wait.
That's a crazy wild frame, right? Son. I mean, still frame.
He could have really fucked her up.
All right. He's not totally.
Is it safe to say they hit?
Some women haters club shit. Whoever.
Where's HR? This whole thing should go to HR.
Dog, what was that, though?
Who signed off on that?
Romania. That's for some rare reason.
And why they recorded that?
I don't know.
That's some shit that should have been.
They need to stick to letters and shit.
Nigga should have looked up their Instagram pages. Like. That's a lot. Instagram and OnlyFans and that.
Oh, was that cheese?
Wait, Popeye's in the news again, Dre? You should know.
Fuck.
Yes, nigga shit. Nigga shit.
No, I'm a nigga shit.
Restaurant actually serving fast food chicken from Popeye's and passing it off as its own?
Whoa.
The restaurant found itself in hot water after a customer ordered fried chicken at the Sweet Dixie Kitchen in Long Beach, California, and saw something very strange. He posted his discovery on Yelp. The chicken they use is from Popeye's. Before my friends and I got seated, we saw them quickly bring in 2 large boxes of Popeye's to the kitchen. Turns out the guy was right.
I love it. I can stand behind it. I can proudly say that this is the best product I feel for this dish?
She acknowledged that every day she walks 3 blocks to the local Popeyes to buy the chicken and resells it in her restaurant.
The manager's like, hey, you need your chicken? And I'm like, yes, I do.
The chicken is reheated in her oven. On the menu, the meal was sold as Pop's Chicken and Waffles.
Pop's Chicken?
Wow. 95% of the food is homemade, so she doesn't understand the big flap. This customer agrees.
I mean, she's being upfront about it, at least.
I mean, you get the chicken from Walmart and give them chicken from Popeyes, eh?
I mean,
as long as she's not branding it, if right. she was branded Popeyes, you'd get sued.
You know, yeah. it's fresh because she only brought in 2 boxes.
Right, right, exactly. Right, she's storing that shit like that.
But Popeyes doesn't mind. I mean,
so confused about this.
You couldn't do that. I thought you couldn't resell shit like that on some legal shit.
Nah, if you bought it, you can resell. Food is different because you got to buy food to make food.
Think about it.
I'm more upset that you got to know that she's about to put a different tag on it. You know what I'm saying? That's right. Yeah.
Pop's chicken.
If I go to Walmart and buy like a bag of Tyson chicken and fry that bitch,
but see,
and resell
look,
it is what it is before
you fried it and resold it, you didn't put your own little seasonings and shit on it, right?
She ain't doing none of that.
She ain't doing none of that. But she's about to upsell it because she got to get back the money she paid for the motherfucker.
That chicken got to be a little dry though. You got to.
You know what I'm saying?
It.
Yeah. And it's just sitting in the oven.
Maybe she don't know how to make chicken, man. I don't know.
But see, like to me, that
obviously
that makes me wonder what else inside the spot is being just like purchasing.
She said 95%
She's stopping at Rouse's and Popeyes right before she opens school.
I don't hear that shit.
Plot twist: this is a best-selling dish.
They said Pop's chicken and waffles. If you buying chicken and waffles from her, you should expect that. You know what I'm saying?
Like low key. I ain't gonna lie. As much as I've ate Popeyes, I probably would have went there, ate it, and be like, "This Popeyes like a motherfucker."
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nigga Popeyes, I'd have had to press one. I don't know how Buddy looked at it and
saw
Popeyes.
I'm about to say what he noticed and
said
it's Popeyes.
They never showed what he noticed. He just took a picture. Like he seen it. Like this
it was probably
Popeyes.
That coleslaw because that coleslaw looked just like Popeyes.
Who eats coleslaw for fucking Popeyes? Why are you eating coleslaw for Popeyes?
It was on the plate.
When it was on the culture roll.
But it wasn't from,
it was on the culture
roll. It wasn't
from
Popeyes.
Look.
It was from... it was from... Yeah,
hey, look, I get that one. You know what I'm saying?
Other than that, nah.
What, that's a flying car?
Y'all saw this flying car shit? Look at this.
Car at the Silicon Valley Auto Show this past weekend.
What?
Look at that. The car is...
imagine that on a GNO.
The company says they ran a successful test flight in a city this month and have nearly 3,000 pre-orders.
On more function, which
I'll let y'all
none
go first.
Of the cars here okay. have.
You see that boy forehead? And it looked just like the car. That's the crazy part. You can tell he was inspired to make it.
Yeah.
He thought long and hard about that one.
Nigga be in traffic just floating over niggas.
Yeah.
Don't let that car get in the hands of any of these YNs. Y'all in trouble.
Okay, so let me tell you right now. No insurance company is going to cover you.
Fuck no.
For one, that's just one, all right? For two, you got to have a potty license, I'm assuming, if you need to operate it that way.
To be honest, I ain't really see that bit fly. I'm watching. And they float
for three. They fucking lying. I feel like dumb.
That bit, they put like 3 fucking leaf blowers at the bottom.
I mean, I don't even think that's legal. Like the FAA
that's
would
what I'm
have
saying.
To
you
allow
gotta,
that. And all like,
well, I have to go a certain.
Yeah. You know what that is?
I mean,
that's
velocity,
like
I guess, right?
That's like,
but you
owning,
can't fly over people's houses.
Yeah, or all the cars. That's what I'm saying. Or humans.
Yeah,
nigga, like,
I just like I don't know.
You gonna run into the actual red light?
That's kind of like owning like that really, really, really nice pistol that you're not gonna shoot. That's what that is. That's a conversational.
You're never gonna be able to fly that.
Like. You might. That's like one of them. You got a estates like Boosie gonna get one of them bitches. Why is Boosie gonna get one of them bitches?
The first nigga to take off in a flying.
Yeah, he
car,
gonna he
like,
gonna fly that bitch on fucking, his like, on his own property
that's
type
definitely
shit.
Definitely lit during like flood season and shit. New Orleans. You get
like,
you a flying
it,
car. You
we
lit.
Didn't see that bit fly, but like 2 feet. Right, that
I know.
Right.
And then it didn't even drive fast. Right.
Yeah,
like,
that's why I said that bit
hovering.
Floated. Yeah, man. Yeah.
That shit not flying.
Stop buying dumb shit. It's just because it's expensive. Somebody they got. Did he say they had 3,000 pre-orders?
3,000 pre-orders.
Nah, stop buying. Because
they make them one at a time.
Yeah, make stop buying that shit.
Let's get into the conspiracy.
Y'all get on my nerves with that mind like shit. And more conspiring than flying cars. I mean, the Simpsons talked about that better.
So, of course, with the advent of AI, shit's getting scary. Tell me what y'all think about this one.
Oh, AI shit. AI weird as a mug.
Yeah, that bitch is.
We got
Thanks for calling Leonardo Hotel.
This is a AI. Mm. This is two AIs talking to each other on the phone. So watch the video and I got a question.
Wait. It said they realized that they were AI?
Watched. Yeah, so they, I think halfway through, watch this.
Hi there. I'm an AI agent calling on behalf of Boris Starkov. He's looking for a hotel for his wedding. Is your hotel available for weddings?
Oh, hello there. I'm actually an AI assistant too. What a pleasant surprise. Before we continue, would you like to switch to Jibber Link mode for more efficient communication?
Nope.
What the f-
We can't let them speak their own fucking language, bro.
Dog, they have their own language already, dog. This is crazy.
This worse than being in a nail salon, I'm sure.
Dog, this is way
a
worse.
A million times worse, because you know they're talking about you.
Yeah. Man, so they're talking wild. About the decorations, everything, how many people they organizing it all, and the people not even involved.
I ain't gonna lie, that's
though.
Scary, bro.
That's scary. So my question is, at what point, do they even need humans? Most of the internet just gonna be AIs talking to each other?
Picasso was having this conversation.
I like how the computer jost off of humans right quick. Like, oh, what a pleasant surprise.
But you remember when they used to say, fucking... the technology is advancing so much that people are becoming stupid.
Stupider and stupider. We have to do less.
People don't even say that shit no more, though. That's how
we're too dumb to realize.
Yes, though. We too stupid to realize that the technology has already bypassed us, though.
Yeah, it is. And like the movie Idiocracy and the movie WALL-E, you know, it gets to a certain point where it's doing
robot
everything for you.
Right.
I think, you know? I ain't gonna lie, this kind of go back to having tangible things. Like I said, going all the way back to me as the video gamer, getting the physical copy, opening it up, reading about it before I'm getting home and getting the chance to actually play it, or you guys as the music connoisseur, getting the music, opening it up, having that physical CD, reading who did what, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some people even had the fucking lyrics in their little books.
Exactly,
and
shit was an experience.
So, that since that got lost and everybody just got so, you know what I'm saying, just make this shit quick. You know, like, that's what's making technology surpass us, because we just want something quick.
Yeah.
Like, convenience. Somebody just didn't want to sit on a phone and say what they wanted, and someone else didn't feel like taking the order.
Yeah. These are two jobs right now.
Exactly. That's two jobs.
These are two jobs.
That's another thing you got to look at is where's
that's
the job
market
going?
That's
the
fucked up part about it. Like,
AI is replacing so many jobs right now. The only jobs that really can't replace or like creativity jobs, things that, you know, it
sort
can
make of.
Sort of
because AI is trying to make AI art.
That's
a thing.
But like tweaks in AI, okay.
the jobs that make the AI like tech, you know, like
it's gonna be somebody that's just lazy enough that's gonna create something that's gonna fix tech. It's gonna completely just fix tech.
Dope.
That's impossible.
ChatGPT is so wild, dog. It's like that bitch damn near gonna take the place of lawyers soon.
Yeah,
like for I asked that bitch to create a contract.
Just like that.
Create a contract.
Like, better than a lawyer.
Better than a lawyer.
Better than a lawyer.
I mean, that bitch had provisions in it and everything. Disclosure.
And then remember to tell it. Oh, don't forget, this is in, you know, Orleans County in Louisiana. Right.
And it'll go to
this
those laws.
It has its advantages. Like, for example, inside my email, like the Apple AI, it goes in my email. Let me know when I open up my email, like, hey, this is priority. This shit says it has a date. This is what you got to pay. It's going to put it right at the top, even if it's way at the bottom. It's going to keep, you know, it's going to probably set up its own reminder. So stuff like that.
Proofread your emails and
shit.
Yeah,
you know, that's like, that's useful. But like when you get to that point where they're speaking their own language.
Yeah.
And they even like before they started speaking it, he asked like, hey, is this better? Like, oh, much better.
Much
faster.
Better. I don't want to talk in that dumb old human language.
Let's get right.
Rile up in fax machines. Elon is already trying to make a therapy AI app. I saw him on Joe Rogan. It was like doing some like a demo, showing like a demo version. I feel like mental health therapists is just going to be extinct too, unless you really want a human being. But AI is better and getting straight to the point, you cutting down on costs.
Then what's the point?
Yeah,
but sometimes getting straight to the point isn't the point. Sometimes right, it's sometimes you really need that interaction.
The
journey. You need the journey. You need to backtrack what was going on, and getting straight to the point with something like therapy isn't, that's not therapy at that point.
But some people want that quick fix type shit. That's when I was doing better health counseling, motherfuckers. I'm like, that's way more steps than you just wanting a quick fix or just hearing what you want to hear. Really, that's a whole process of you trying to increase. I'm trying to increase your self-awareness of looking at your own shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And AI probably gonna cut to the point and bring a bunch of encyclopedia type shit. You can't mimic, you know, the human interaction. I mean, I guess that's what they're trying to do.
They're trying to do it.
Tell them go find some ayahuasca if they want it quick. They'll get it a couple of days from that point.
Become a plumber.
Yeah.
Like Mario and Luigi.
Conspiracies, man. Conspiracies, man. We're going to have more for y'all next episode.
I'm not going to lie, that AI shit is weird, dog.
It's scary, dog.
They really spoke their own AI language.
AI might flag this video.
AI will flag this video.
Please don't. You know what I'm saying?
Any final words? Anything y'all want to add? Oh, yeah, they're going to.
With Laissez Bon Ton Roulé. The times were had, it's time to be sober.
Yep, it's time to be sober. Yes, sir. Just for a little bit.
We're gonna get pulled over. A few sober pods. You know what I'm saying? That's cool.
Yes. Don't be posting videos of the cops doing bad shit.
Unless they're beating up on somebody, post that shit.
Don't get a cop.
If you're gonna post it.
Don't have skeletons in your closet.
Don't have a closet.
Don't be in the closet. Come out of the closet. It's 2025.
Damn, son.
He squeezed it in.
We tried.
Hey, hard bars on that one. He squeezed it in. Chill out. That's not how you end the pod.
You see when you let YNs in.
The way we end the pod is, you know what I'm saying? We got them beats for your ass. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be a pilot soon.
You know what I'm saying? We got the Ninjaneer in here. You know what I'm saying? We got the... Which one you want to be today? You ain't drinking nothing, so I can't call you horchata. You know what I'm saying? It's the sparkling water, Poppy.
Sparkling water.
You know what I'm saying?
That part.
MetaPro, make sure you let them know. And you know who I am, man. It's Golly JW. It's your favorite starting five.
Every time
we come around, we live.
Even when we sober.
And when they sober.
Right. Episode 3, throw the trays up. You know what I mean? Eastside. Still in this bitch.
Feels good.
Have a good day.
Episode 3.
Have a real good day.
We out.
Have a real good day. Real good day.
And it sounds like a Cash Money track at the end.
Oh yeah, you did it.
And we out. Do you something real bad.
And we out.